Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
There are many things that you can assess from the two performances. I do understand that from a scoreline point of view, they can be disappointing because we could easily been with 6 points. And if we replay the games, I think if you play them both 10 times, you will get 6 points in 9 of those. And I think that's part of the game itself and football. But we want to get as good as we can and we'll learn from those two games. But I'm looking at the Arsenal performance in the first half and that's as good as it gets. And the way we were dominant, the way we impose ourselves. Now the focus is to do that over 90 minutes. And if we achieve that, then we will be ready to challenge for all our aims this season.
The game.
The whistle blows. We are underway. Everton attacking the Park End goal in the first half. Chelsea in their yellow strip attacking the Gladys Street away to our left-hand side. We are on the opposite side to the TV cameras here at Goodison Park. So if you've got your TV on, get the sound turned off. Get Radio City Sport loud and clear. And get full, totally biased commentary as we hope that Everton can record their first win of the season. They've got defending to do here. Diego Costa is in and Chelsea have scored 35 seconds into the game. Diego Costa has scored his third Chelsea goal. Everton appealed for offside. Distan and Jagielka query each other's defending and Diego Costa was through to just slot the ball beyond goalkeeper Tim Howard into the Gladys Street net. That is 3-3 for him. What an awful, awful start for Everton, and he did look onside, and Chelsea have the earliest of leads.
Yeah, it's a dangerous game to play, Al. Is it timing the ball? You know what? And it just lets him go, and it's a one-on-one with Tim Howard, and he squeezes it through the legs of Tim Howard. It's a good little ball from Fabregas, good run from Costa, good finish, you would see, but that's bad defending again for me. You know, all credit to Chelsea. I don't think Everton had a kick.
And here come Chelsea again. Ball through from Ramirez. Costa heads down. Knocked back by Hazard. Costa, left edge of the 18-yard box. Pulled for Ramirez. Ramirez into the penalty. Ivanovic 2-0. Oh, this is terrible from Everton. Inside 3 minutes. Again, Everton appeal for offside. Chelsea have ripped Everton apart and Branislav Ivanovic, the right back, inside the Everton penalty box to drill the ball into the Gladys Street net. Tim Howard beaten again. He appeals in vain to the linesman on the far side. But Everton trail Chelsea by 2-0.
And look at it again, Al. The offside is in acres of space. He's offside. Not. He's offside. He's offside.
Well, Everton had the benefit of the doubt last week with Stephen Naismith's second against Arsenal. They don't get it there. And Everton trail by 2-0. And we've only played 3 minutes.
Yeah, it was a difficult one. But I think, you know, he meets Ibrahimovic might just be Ivanovic just a yard offside, Al, trailing leg. But there's a Chelsea player on the far side, obviously not interfering with play, who's definitely offside. But the worst possible start that Everton could have made.
Here's Matic. Chelsea have it inside their own half.
Look at the run here.
And it's a run from Eden Hazard. He might just get there. And Tim Howard's handballed that.
Yes,
that
definitely
looked outside the penalty area to me. He's got away with it. Tim Howard seemed to claim that outside of the 18-yard box.
He did. You can see the run out with great view here. It's a great run from Hazard. And it's a great ball put through from Fabregas. But Tim Howard comes outside his box. I think he handles it.
Here's Morales as Everton do look to respond. Morales fires a shot in from the edge of the box, but it was blocked by John Terry. He did have a man outside him as well in McGeady, but Morales chose to go alone.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Morales is an effort to go.
Here's Lukaku for Everton. Now Naismith down the right-hand side for Coleman. Coleman's won Everton a corner. Everton's first of the evening.
Got to be a good one as well, because defensively they're strong from set pieces. Costa coming back in there as well.
Corner, right-hand side, McGeady to take for Everton. Chelsea leaving couple of players outside the penalty area, so McGeady's ball in. Lukaku! Off the bar! Surely!
Oh, yes!
No, the referee's given a free kick.
I don't believe it.
It's the linesman who's given the decision here, Graham, on the right-hand side, this main stand side of the ground. Lukaku's header thundered against the crossbar, and I think the referee, or the linesman on this near side, has either given offside, against Distan. Lukaku's header off the crossbar.
And it hits Distan. Oh, I tell you what, it's offside, but how unlucky is that?
It is unlucky. But it's the correct decision.
Well, I just said it had to be a good delivery. You know, it was a great delivery. It's a great header from Lukaku.
It was indeed. Powered onto the crossbar. Courtois beaten. But Chelsea saved by a linesman's flag, unlike Everton earlier. Here's McCarthy having to battle his way past Matic. McGeady gets the ball inside for Naismith. Naismith turns and hits one left-footed just wide of Courtois' left-hand post, and it was a thunderous effort from Naismith.
Yeah, it's a good strike from Stephen Ayer. Just comes inside, he just turns onto his left foot, his weaker left foot, just kind of drags across it a little bit. Courtois, full length. Happy to see it go wide of the post. Been a good response from Everton.
Morales down the left-hand side, coming in from that left touchline. Baines now going outside of him. Morales uses Barry. Barry gets it out of his feet to use McCarthy, who's just 10 yards inside the Chelsea half. On it goes for McGeady. And now out to the right touchline for Seamus Coleman. Coleman's got it past Aspilicueta. He's inside the box. Pulls it back. Naismith's shot. Blocked inside the six-yard box. It didn't really carry enough power, did it, in the end?
No, so this is where we've got to be careful on the break, but it's a good break from Everton.
Yeah, well played, Seamus Coleman. Yeah. Here's Diego Costa. Inside for Fabregas. Just can't hold on to it. And Jagielka can get it back to his goalkeeper. Well, that little sortie forward from Coleman, and the cut back to Naismith, just lifting the fans a little inside Goodison.
Yeah, one stage as well. I think he could, you know, look for a little bit of a collision there. He could have went down.
Yeah.
Coleman be stayed on his feet.
Here's Barry out to the left hand side for Baines. Baines, can he whip one in? Decides against it. Uses Morales. Morales, 15 yards outside the penalty area. Gets a return pass from Naismith. Morales now plays it square for McGeady. It's there to be hit. McGeady's miscued it, but has got a corner out of it because that was heading well wide.
Yeah, it was. I mean, getting half chances as well. You know, it's not as if we've just sat back and said, OK, we're 2-0 down, but at least we're having a go. I think Morales has looked really, really bright. You know, McGeady's dragged his shot there. And Savanovic eventually just kicks it behind.
Hazard. Costa. Oh, he's got the better of Jagielka. He just couldn't regain his balance, really. Now Willian again, left edge of the 18-yard box. The Brazilian looking to put one into the penalty. He does, but only onto the head of Baines, who can only get it away as far as Matic. Now Fabregas picks up the loose ball. Fabregas with a shot deflected behind for a corner to Chelsea. I think it came off Distan, wrong-footed Howard, and that could have been three. As it is, it's a corner.
That could have been all over. It was a header clean from Leighton Baines. Everton failed to clear it. It was Fabregas going across the area, and you're quite right, it just came off the standing foot of Sylvain Distan. Tim Howard was rooted to the spot. Fortunate to see that go wide. As I said, the next goal kills us.
Fabregas to take a corner for Chelsea, who lead 2-0. Swung in from the right-hand side, swung deep, Cahill's header. Cahill again heading towards the penalty area. Ivanovic, shot blocked, comes out for Hazard, laid off to Willian, played to the left-hand side, picked up by Matic. The big Serbian decides to try and put one in. It's blocked by Lukaku, throwing Chelsea.
Yeah, as I say, this next goal is crucial.
Everton win it back. McCarthy out to the left now for Morales. Played inside for Naismith. Naismith just outside the box. Further back now for Morales. He's got support from Baines. Baines can cross from here. Puts it low into the box for Naismith. Outside of the penalty area now for Morales. He hits it. That's a comfortable save, though, for Courtois in the Chelsea goal.
Yeah, but it's a good strike from Morales. As I said, I think he's looked lively. Probably their most lively attacker. Decent effort outside the box. Just trying to curl it in top corner. Comfortable save at the end for Courtois.
Here's Cahill. Clearing. Headed away by Distan. Now Ivanovic trying to release Costa. Naismith trying to win an aerial duel with Ramirez. The ball does break for Everton. Jagielka's caught in possession. Matic can release an offside. Costa has put it onto a post. anyway, but the flag is raised and it's a questionable one, Graham.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. A mistake from Jagielka and the lines of foot is fired. It'd be interesting to see this. I don't think he was off.
Did he just go too early? Did Distan step up?
Oh,
no.
Off.
I think he's in line, yeah. Isn't he, there, Graham?
And he's in.
Mm. Well, maybe Everton have got away with one there, as they did with the Tim Howard handball earlier on, which certainly appeared to be outside the penalty area when he came to collect. Offside here against Everton.
How bad's that then, the linesman getting all these decisions wrong?
Mm. He's not having a good day.
He's going to rerun of it again, Al. Jagielka loses the ball. It's miles onside.
Throw in Everton, Baines to take far side. Short for Morales. Morales back for Distan. Distan for Jagielka. Jagielka for Distan again. Now Morales. Morales for Barry. Barry helps it on for McGeady. McGeady out wide to the right for Coleman. Coleman can cross here. He does. Morales!
Oh, yes!
A header! What a cross! And what a brilliant header from Everton's best player in the first half. Kevin Morales has got Everton back into the game. Right on the stroke of half-time. What a vitally important goal that could prove to be. And what a great goal it was too. A wonderful header from a great cross. Kevin Morales gets Everton back in it and gives them a fighting chance.
What a time to score a goal just before half-time. We've seen it so many times over the years. It's a great ball from Seamus Coleman, but as you quite rightly said there, Al, Everton's best player in the first half, got across the defender, glancing header, past Courtois, absolutely no chance.
Throw in Everton far side, stoppage time at the end of the first half, 2 minutes of it played. Goal coming right on the 45th minute. There is the half-time whistle, and Evertonians suddenly lifted by that Kevin Morales goal. What a different half-time team talk it will be now for manager Roberto Martinez after Everton have got themselves back in it thanks to Kevin Morales following those two very, very early Chelsea strikes. The boos that you can hear at half-time are for the officials who walk off here having not endeared themselves to Evertonians inside Goodison Park, and I can quite understand that, Graham.
Well, they're not wrong. I just think for both teams, he's got decisions, they've all got decisions wrong. And you keep saying it, you know, and you hate going on about them, but the officials have been poor. But take nothing away, Chelsea off to a flying start, poor defender from Everton, conceding two early goals. But to be fair to himself, Van Dissen just having a word with the referee now, but to be fair to Everton, they've got back in it and they've kept at it, not really been a threat. They've had a couple of chances from outside the box. All credit to Morales, I think, has been their main spark. The one way they're going to get back into it was him, but it was a bit of trickery or the goal that he's just scored. Good goal, but what a start to the game. You know, you talk about, you know, the big boys coming here, we beat them there last year, let's come on, let's go out, let's start quickly. And it was the reverse that happened, it was them that started quickly. You know, and just looks as if at one stage we're going to run right over the top of us. But credit to the lads that they've stuck at it. We have had a few scares along the way. But you say you need luck. You know, 2-1 Arsenal, you know, last week. You know, the 2-1, they get the belief. Now, this will be interesting, 15 minutes. You know, which manager earns his corn here? Mm. You know, Mourinho will be disappointed he's conceded the goal. Martinez will be elated that they've scored the goal. So, big 45 minutes. We said the next goal at 2-0 was massive. Chelsea had the chances. They could have put the game to bed, but they didn't. Everton get a last-minute goal there, and it's all to play for second half. But I'll give them credit, because at 2-0, you know, the crowd could have been against them. They kept with them. They kept battling away, but I just felt we needed more urgency in the final third. Morales has given us that and given us the hope for the second half.
Maybe the script is written for Samuel Eto'o to come on and deliver a late winner, Graham.
Well, that would be nice, Al.
Don't go anywhere.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. You'll want them on side. Start your claim at hampsonhughes.com.
Away we go for the second half. No changes, incidentally, at the break, as you were, in terms of the teams. Let me take you through them. Howard, Coleman, Jagielka, Distan, Baines, McCarthy, Barry,
Magidi, Naismith, Morales and Lukaku for Everton, who do have Eto on the bench. Chelsea, Courtois, as Everton defend here, trying to get the ball away. Ivanovic, Cahill, Terry, Aspilicueta, Matic, Ramirez, Willian, Fabregas, Hazard and Costa. Everton have got a free kick here inside their own half, taken quickly by Barry, on for McCarthy. Now Lukaku, Naismith's made a good run, he's received it from Lukaku, Naismith just can't get a shot in, gives it to Morales, who's still inside the penalty area. Morales for Lukaku, oh, he's lifted it high into the fans in the Gladys Street. That was a good chance for Romelu Lukaku, left-footed outside the penalty area, had to hit it first time, got it horribly wrong.
Yeah, he's ballooned over, but it's good play from Everton, he won the ball, good hold-up play from Naismith, feeds Morales, picks out his countryman under a little bit of pressure. Lukaku goes with his side to side, foot it, miles over.
Throw in just inside the Everton half. Coleman takes. Back for Jagielka. Jagielka's given it away. Here's Ramirez for Chelsea.
Offside.
Helped on to Costa. Flag stays down. Costa's through. Costa is thwarted by Tim Howard, who made the save as the flag stayed down. The Evertonians thought he was offside. Costa did not take that chance that could have given Chelsea the points.
Oh, tell you what, I think you may be right. It's a great save from Tim Howard. Spreads himself well with his feet. Costa just tried to bury it in the bottom corner. Makes himself big. Tim Howard kept his team in the game.
Good save. Just on, I think. Fabregas with the corner, headed down, and thankfully a comfortable save as it bounced through to Tim Howard in the Everton goal. But Everton have given the ball away. Here's Hazard on the left-hand side. Lukaku still back defending. Hazard on the ball for Chelsea. Now Matic, his ball into the penalty away by Jagielka, as far as Ramirez, who sends it back in. Touched back by Ivanovic towards Willian, who's got it out to Fabregas. Fabregas can't cross initially, keeps the ball, brings in Ramirez, into the box for Ivanovic, tries to lay it off for Fabregas, breaks for Matic, space for Hazard inside the penalty area, Hazard for Costa, has shot straight at the near post, saved by Howard.
Okay, one thing about him, he hits the target, doesn't he, most times, Costa. Two chances within the last couple of minutes.
Eden Hazard. Hazard on that left touchline in front of those happy Chelsea fans at the moment, although maybe that's the wrong adjective to use, given the fact that they hold a precarious lead, 2-1 in their favour. But here comes Hazard into the penalty. It's a great driving run, and he's got a goal. It's going to go down as an own goal, surely, because the challenge came in from Seamus Coleman, I think it was, and it took a very unfortunate deflection off him, and Chelsea lead by 3-1, and players are having to be separated inside the 18-yard box here. Chelsea have a 2-goal advantage again via a very, very fortunate deflection.
The referee hasn't got a clue what happened here. What happened was, when the goal went in, Tim Howard, Costa went to Seamus Coleman, had a go at Seamus Coleman.
Well, Tim Howard's in danger here because he's right in front of the referee and putting his head into the face of Diego Costa, is it?
No, it was Aspilicueta,
sorry.
But he never saw the incident of the referee, and Tim Howard ran up to Costa as if to say, what are you doing taking it out on Seamus Coleman? That's what the thing was. And he never saw that, the referee.
Well, he's booked Tim Howard. Not been a great day for Howard on his 300th Premier League appearance.
See, if Mourinho, I would take off Costa. He's got every chance of getting sent off here. He's been booked already. I think with Samuel Eto'o just looking at the goal again.
Hazard's run, and it's off Coleman.
Yeah.
It's an own goal.
And watch, I'll just show you a reaction.
Well, I don't think we're going to see the reaction, are we?
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. He picks the ball up. Just shouts at Coleman in his face, kind of thing. He hasn't done anything violent or anything like that.
And Howard's gone to have a word with.
Yeah. Just about to say as well, Everton had done really well to weather the storm second half with a better team.
Indeed, but they now trail by 3-1. But here come Everton looking for a quick response. Magidi, Magidi's ball, Naismith, great goal!
Yes!
We said anything can happen in this.
this game, and my word, it is turning out just so. What a great ball from McGeady, slotted into the path of Naismith, and for the third successive game this season, Stephen Naismith, cool, calm and composed in front of goal, gets Everton back to within one of Chelsea again.
And it's McGeady who makes way for Samuel Eto'o, but that's a fantastic run from McGeady. Great little diagonal run from Naismith, puts it on a plate, still got a lot to do. It's a good run from Lukaku, who takes the centre-half away, allowing Naismith to run in behind him, and it's a cool, composed finish from the outside of his foot. 3-2, on comes Samuel Eto'o. Can he make a dream debut for Everton?
Samuel Eto'o is on for his Everton debut, and he's got 21 minutes of this game remaining. The man who scored 9 goals in 21 Premier League appearances for Chelsea last season, those coming from just 16 starts, is charged with some responsibility of getting Everton an equalising goal here at Goodison Park in what is a quite enthralling afternoon of Premier League football. Everton 2, Chelsea 3. So, free kick, Leighton Baines. Has this game got more twists, Graham?
Well, hopefully we'd see yes.
15 minutes yet,
yeah.
Plus stoppage time. Baines into the penalty area.
No! Samuel Eto'o!
Back in it! It's the man himself, Samuel Eto'o, with, I tell you what must be his first touch of the ball almost. What an introduction for Everton Football Club. What a debut and what a goal against your former club. Well, is this what dreams are made of? Samuel Eto'o nets for Everton on 76 minutes. And incredibly now, Everton are back in it again. It's Everton 3, Chelsea 4. It's hard to believe what we're seeing.
Unbelievable. And you said before the game, Al, about Chelsea's record. Don't concede many goals, just 3. They'll be disappointed with that one.
You know, Eto'o with a header.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Cling on to the edge of your seat because we're in for a rocky ride as Ivanovic sends the ball into the penalty area. Away by Distan. Still not clear as far as Everton are concerned. And Matic picks up corner of the box right-hand side. Here's the Brazilian. Willian plays the ball into Hazard. Hazard still has it. Uses Willian again on this near side, the Chelsea right. No ball into the penalty area this time. Back it comes for Gary Cahill. Cahill turns and plays it into Ramirez. Ramirez out to the left-hand side for Diego Costa. Costa getting roundly booed by the Everton fans. Costa for Ramirez. Ramirez for Matic. Chance for a shot here. Matic on his left foot. Scores. I think it might have took a slight deflection, but Matic was simply allowed too much time on the edge of the box to virtually pick his spot, left-footed, and score his first ever goal for Chelsea, and it's Chelsea's fourth of the afternoon. It was low down to Tim Howard's left-hand side, and that maybe now is too much of a mountain for Everton to climb, because with just 17 minutes of this game remaining, it's Everton 2, Chelsea 4.
Well, you don't win many games when you can see 4 goals at home. It's as simple as that. Didn't get out quick enough. Takes a slight deflection. I think it's off Jagielka and off the post. You know, and it's, you know, 3-2, you're in with a chance. But again, don't get me wrong, they have a lot of the ball and they're patient, Chelsea. But, you know, 4 goals at home again. You know, 2 the first week.
Yep.
2 the second week. So in 3 games, we've conceded 8 goals. That in itself tells you something.
Here's Ramirez inside the penalty area. It's Chelsea who've got a fifth. This game has got every twist and turn possible. Surely now it's up for Everton, because Ramirez escapes inside the penalty area and he was allowed time to prod it into the far corner of Tim Howard's net. And Everton have conceded within almost 90 seconds of getting themselves back in the game again. It's a fifth for Chelsea, and that now, you have to say, is surely the 3 points in a quite remarkable game of football at Goodison Park. Everton 3, Chelsea 5.
Too easy, they won the 1-2, it's a great finish from Ramirez, but it's too easy, they've carved up, he's just played a 1-2 on the edge of the box, with Matic, and all of a sudden he's through.
5 goals in 10 minutes, Graham. That's what it was from when Chelsea went 3-1 in front. Here's Coleman coming forward into the box for Eto'o. Return ball, Coleman, Morales! Off the post! The keeper got a touch on it, I think. What a goal that would have been! And it would have been a fourth for Everton. They would have been back in the game again. It was a wonderful move, and it ended with a Morales flick and a Courtois touch onto the post. Here come Everton again. Baines, Lukaku, shot blocked inside the penalty area. Away by Chelsea. Maybe this game isn't done yet. Here's Samuel Eto'o. Eto'o has got a free kick.
Yeah, what a save by the goalkeeper onto the post. Great 1-2 from Seamus Coleman.
Yellow card shown here.
2-2 Fabregas.
This is the free kick.
Yeah, Fabregas, yellow card. But I was just saying before, what a great 1-2. It was a poor throw out by Courtois that led to it. Eto'o chased it down, put a one little 1-2 with Seamus Coleman. Coleman went to the byline. Little 1-2. And it's Morales with it, the outside of his heel. Ball's going top corner. Courtois with a save onto the post.
Vital touch from the Belgian international keeper. And now, can Everton get a vital touch inside the penalty area to get themselves a fourth? Baines to take this free kick. Every man back inside the box for Chelsea, who have a 5-3 lead. Baines, tame into the box, easily away by Chelsea. I suppose you want to be driving those into the box, Graham, and just see what happens, really. Everton 3, Chelsea 5. In a remarkable game at Goodison today, and Mohamed Besic is coming on for Romelu Lukaku. So, no goal against Chelsea for Lukaku. Besic is on for his Everton debut. Mo Besic then, the Bosnia and Herzegovina international, acquired from Ferencvaros for just under £5 million, on for basically stoppage time now. Here he is, first involvement has given the ball away in a fancy back flick which doesn't come off, allows Costa to be put in, and this will put the game to bed, and it surely does. Diego Costa puts home a sixth Chelsea goal, courtesy of an awful error from Mohamed Besic with his first touch in an Everton jersey. You just cannot do that and allow and gift opportunities for the opposition such as that. And when Diego Costa's in front of goal, invariably he doesn't miss. It's his fourth in a Chelsea shirt. Chelsea's sixth of the afternoon completes now what is humiliation for Everton on quite an incredible day of football at Goodison Park. Listen to this, Everton 3, Chelsea 6.
Unbelievable, it is a mistake from Besic, you just hope the young kid will learn from it. But, you know, again, it falls to the man who's we talked about him before the game. You know, the young man, Besic will learn from that, but it's another quality finish. But Al, we can talk about entertainment and being great and everything else. He can't concede goals.
McCarthy for Everton. 5 minutes of stoppage time, incidentally, were indicated. And at the moment, I can understand exactly why Evertonians want to head to the exits, unlike my comment of 10 minutes ago. Because this game is up now, and Everton are falling to one of their heaviest ever defeats at home. Here's Samuel Eto'o trying to get Everton back in it with a fourth. And he would have, but for the intervention of John Terry's diving block, which prevented Courtois having to make a save and sees the ball deflected behind for a corner.
Yeah, it's a mistake from Drogba this time. The ball falls there too. He does well, he drives.
Corner's been taken quickly by Everton. It's been cleared by Didier Drogba there. Picked up by Coleman into the penalty area, looking for a return pass. Doesn't get it. Ball breaks out to the right for Samuel Eto'o. Now Coleman on that touchline on the far side needs to put a ball into the penalty area. He does. Courtois is there to pluck it out of the air confidently enough and ensure that Chelsea aren't in any more danger. And that is full time at Goodison Park. Everton 3, Chelsea 6 in one of the most remarkable games that I have witnessed here at Goodison Park in my time covering Everton Football Club for Radio City Sport. It all started with a Chelsea goal after just 35 seconds, and my word, the game
was quite a roller coaster following that. Everton back in it before half time. Chelsea extending their lead to 3-1 before Everton immediately responded again. But then Matic made it 4-2. Eto again got Everton back in it to an incredible 4-3 scoreline before the final capitulation, and Chelsea's fifth and sixth goals finally put the game to bed. It was quite something at Goodison. It was an incredible evening of football, but one really, in the end, that Evertonians will want to forget, because as a number of them applaud their side off, they will not want to remember a day where Everton conceded six at Goodison Park. Everton 3, Chelsea 6. The Chelsea players applauded by the travelling army of Chelsea fans, and they go off with the 3 points, 6 goals to boot at Goodison Park. Graham Sharp, have you ever seen anything like it?
No, I haven't. It was a fantastic game. It was nip and tuck. You know, Everton never gave up. They kept at them. You know, and there's a lot of positives to take from it. I thought they would play some good stuff. You know, got back in the game just before half-time with the Morales header. You know, then we go again, 3-1 down. You're thinking it's all over. Then Naismith comes back, 3-2, and you're thinking, is this going to get any better? Then we're thinking, yeah, we're going to get a chance to win this. Then we'll concede another one, 4-2. Then Eto comes on. And you're thinking, this is crazy, but it just shows you how far they've gone. It's a different Chelsea now, and it's 6 goals. You know, very rarely do you see Chelsea scoring that. Games have usually been quite close with them, but you know, we're conceding too many goals. I don't know whether it's because we're not giving enough protection to our back four players. We're putting too much emphasis on attack. I don't know, Al, but just the goals we conceded were poor goals to concede. Yeah, we like seeing football, we like seeing fantastic, people will talk about the pub, great kind of thing, but if you're an Everton fan, the fact is you've conceded 6 goals at home, and that's not good, and that's not nice. So that's a disappointment from today, but certainly can't take anything away from the team. I thought they stuck at it, and they battled hard, and they're always chasing the game, always trying to get back into it. They never let their heads go down, they kept here. So loads of positives here, but just in the final third, I thought, first half especially, we didn't drive at them enough. I don't know, it's disappointing. People didn't really expect us to win this game. I thought we had a chance. You know, and at 3-2-1 and 3-2, yeah, I thought, yeah, we're in this kind of thing. But just as the game went on, they punished their mistakes, and to concede 6 goals at home is a disappointing thing.
Entertainment of the wrong form, Graham. Do we quickly need to go back to basics now?
I don't think we'll go back to basics. I think the manager will look at it and think sometimes you can't be as expansive against these teams at Chelsea. You know, you've got to sit and say, well, okay, fair enough. But, you know, again, it was a 4-2-3-1 situation. That won't be new to teams now. Teams will know how Everton play, and they'll have been working throughout the week to see how we're going to counteract that. They're a strong physical team. They work hard. But at times here, we pushed them to the limit, you know, and they didn't look as comfortable at the back. You talk about their rear guard and they don't concede many goals. We scored 3 against them today, you know, so it's trying to get a mix or in a marriage between the two, you know, and it's 6 goals is a difficult one, you know. And I can't remember the last time Everton conceded 6 goals. No. It'd be an interesting
one. Well, the official Everton statistician is sitting just a couple of seats away to your right. Yeah. I might just have a word with him very shortly indeed. Very quickly, Motorange, man of the match.
Motorange, man of the match for me. I thought McCarthy was excellent again, but I'm going to have to give it to Kevin Morales. I thought first half he carried the fight, scored a great header, and he looked our most dangerous player. So my Motorange, man of the match for today's game against Chelsea is Kevin Morales.
Post-match. It's not a concern of the 6 goals. I think it's the concern of 10 goals in 3 games. That's not ours at all, especially when you look at the experience and the know-how that we got in the back five. You're looking at that back five. It's played over 1,100 Premier League appearances. We had 15 clean sheets last season. And at the moment, it seems that there is a fearful feeling about our performance every time we have to defend.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors in a league of their own. Call 0800 888 6888.